BCY America presents Crosstalk, a nationwide call-in program discussing issues that have an effect on our families, our communities, our churches, our nation, and our world. Crosstalk, an opportunity for you to voice your concerns for biblical principles. And now live by satellite and around the world on the internet at vcyamerica.org. Here is today's Crosstalk.
And we do thank you for joining us on Crosstalk here on the VCY American Network. Ladies and gentlemen, each year we'd like to include a special broadcast to give you an opportunity to express your Christmas thoughts on what makes this time meaningful for, to you. I saw an interesting article on Baptist Press, and the headline stated this, 84% of Christians say U.S. has forgotten true meaning of Christmas. This was just posted by them on December 19th, 2022. It says this, 3/4 of U.S. adults say Americans have forgotten the true meaning of Christmas, with Christians more likely to make the claim than non-religious individuals, according to a new Ipsos poll. Among Christians, 84% voiced the opinion, 50% strongly agreeing, 34% somewhat agreeing. The numbers compare with 42% of all Americans who agree strongly with the presumption and 33% who somewhat agree, according to the poll. It was done December 9th through 11th, the national representation of 1,023 adults. But the findings track with a 2017 Pew Research study that found most respondents believed Americans were putting less emphasis on the religious aspects of Christmas, Pew reported that year. Not only are some of the more religious aspects of Christmas less prominent in the public sphere, but there are signs that there are on the wane in Americans' private lives and personal beliefs as well, Pew said of its study. For instance, there has been a noticeable decline in the percentage of U.S. adults who say they believe that biblical elements of the Christmas story, that Jesus was born to a virgin, for example, reflect historical elements of the Christmas story, that Jesus, that these events actually occurred. And although most Americans still say they mark the occasion as a religious holiday, there's been a slight drop in recent years in the share who say that they do this. Bethlehem bustling once again. Matter of fact, the same Baptist Press indicates that business is bouncing back in Bethlehem after 2 years in the doldrums during the coronavirus pandemic, lifting spirits in the traditional birthplace of Jesus ahead of the Christmas holiday. Streets are bustling with tour groups, hotels are fully booked, and months of deadly Israeli-Palestinian fighting appears to be having little effect on the vital tourism industry. Elias Arja, head of the Bethlehem Hotel Association, said tourists are hungry to visit the Holy Land's religious sites after suffering through lockdowns and travel restrictions in recent years. On a recent day, dozens of groups from virtually every continent posed for selfies in front of the Church of the Nativity, built on the grotto where Christians believe that Jesus was born. Interesting time once again. If your house is like most, you know that the hustle and the bustle that's going on, the decorating, the shopping, the baking, the traveling, the Christmas programs, the caroling, the gifting, yes, likely it's a description of many a home today. And so today on Crosstalk, we want to focus on the real reason why we celebrate this time of year. We don't know the exact day of the Savior's birth. We do know he was born, and we do know that he was born with a reason. I'd like to share with you something written or spoken by Adrian Rogers. It was published in his newsletter from November to December of 2016. The headline calls it the greatest event in human history. He begins by quoting, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Some years ago, when an American astronaut first walked on the moon, the president said, "The planting of human feet upon the moon is the greatest event in human history." No, the greatest event occurred when Almighty God stepped out of heaven, came to Bethlehem's manger, and planted his feet on earth. The greatest event is the incarnation. What good thing does it do to put a man on the moon if we can't get God in our hearts? To know astronomy but not know Jesus, the bright and morning star? To know botany and not know heaven's rose of Sharon? To know the geologic age of rocks, but not know Jesus, the rock of ages? What good is it to know the events of history and not know that history is his story? For in him we live and move and have our being, Adrian Rogers writes. Isaiah wrote 700 years before the first Christmas about the coming Prince of Peace, the Lord Jesus Christ. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Child born speaks of his virgin birth. Son given speaks of his eternality. Through the ages, he has been the Son of God with the Father. Then God sent a supernatural package to earth, the first Christmas, deity wrapped in humanity. Never forget, Jesus is God in human flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. A word is an outward expression of an invisible thought. You can't know my thoughts, but when you hear my words, you know my thoughts. My words make the invisible known. Jesus makes the invisible God known to man. He is the Word of God to the human race. Jesus is also fully God. Everything God is, has, and does, Jesus is, has, and does. He's not part God and part man. He is the God-man, supernatural in his nature. The Father said of his heavenly Son, but unto the Son he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is a scepter of thy kingdom. You, my Son, are God. Jesus did not have his beginning at Bethlehem. When John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, he's not talking about a start, but a state. There never was a time when Jesus was not. He is God from everlasting to everlasting, and great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, 1 Timothy 3:16. Jesus did not begin in a manger. The eternal self-existing Word who swung planets into space came to earth and was manifest in a manger. The baby in Luke 2 is the mighty God of Genesis 1 who made it all. You may not understand that. The Apostle Paul said, I don't understand it. For with God, nothing shall be impossible, Luke 1:37. Great is the mystery that God stepped out of heaven and came to earth through the virgin birth, Isaiah 7:14. Some scoff at the idea. Mary herself was incredulous, but the angel said to her, with God, nothing is impossible. If you have trouble with the virgin birth, your real trouble is with God and his word. They clearly teach it. If Mary had a child out of wedlock, she was an impure woman. If Jesus had an earthly father, he's a son of Adam, and in Adam all die. If God could make the first man without a father or mother, he could bring his son into this world in a virgin birth. Without the virgin birth, none of us is going to heaven. Our salvation is inextricably interwoven with it. No virgin birth, no deity, no deity, no sinless life, no sinless life, no sacrificial death, no sacrificial death, no salvation, no salvation, no heaven, no eternity with God. Jesus came to earth that we might go to heaven, born of a virgin that we might be born again. This Christmas may you have an increased love for a Father who sent his only begotten Son, and a Savior who laid aside his royal robes to become obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. This is history's greatest event. That writing from Adrian Rogers, again, which appeared in his November-December 2016 newsletter with many wonderful thoughts to take into consideration there. Indeed, Scripture tells us in 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, and we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, aren't you glad he came? Aren't you glad for this gift of salvation that's available to all who will believe? Have you placed your trust in Jesus Christ? If not, we encourage you to do it today. Well, friends, today on Crosstalk, we're giving you the opportunity just to share a brief Christmas thought or Christmas greeting to your loved ones or to our listeners as a whole. Maybe you want to share a brief thought as to what makes this time of year special to you. Maybe you've got a special Christmas blessing to share. Maybe there's a verse of Scripture that's become especially meaningful to you, or perhaps you desire to share what Christmas carol is most meaningful to you, or maybe another Christmas thought. And we encourage you, we're going to give you a phone number in a moment, but we want you to limit your thoughts to no more than a minute so we can hear from many Crosstalk listeners today who have a desire to share. And our phone number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. As I mentioned at the outset, each year we like to include a very special broadcast to give you opportunity just to express your Christmas thoughts on what makes this time meaningful to you, or maybe God's done something wonderful in your life here this past year that you want to just give a word of testimony, a source of blessing here even to others as well. Our number, 800-733-9829. We're going to begin with Mark in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Mark, you're on the air.
Yes, I want to let you know that Christmas is very, very dear to me, to my heart, and that I truly believe in God and that he came on this earth as a man child to bridge us with his Father. Mm-hmm. And I truly am very grateful for it. Every time this year, my heart just melts from this whole deal. And as far as the Christmas carols, every one of them that deals with him, I love to listen to him. And I listened to Mitch Miller, which way back when, back in the 60s, and his group sung them so vivid and so, deep. It just made you melt. There's one thing I got to say is all the things that Christ and God has done on this earth, and people saw it, and yet they still don't believe. Yeah. And that mind boggles me.
Yeah.
So,
thank you.
You have a good Merry Christmas too.
Thank you so much, and you as well. Thank you for the call here today, and have a blessed Christmas. Our number 800-733-9829. Our program today, Christmas Blessings 2022, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Duluth, Minnesota. Tim, you're on the air.
Yes, my grandmother was an immigrant from, she was French-Canadian, and she used to say, Joyeux Noël, every Christmas, so I miss her.
Thank you for your call here today. Giving you opportunity just to share today in the program a brief Christmas thought or a Christmas greeting to your loved ones, maybe just to share what's making this time of year special for you. Maybe it's been a year of challenge and yet can bear testimony to what God is doing in your life. Our phone number here to Crosstalk today is 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. There's an interesting woman by the name of E. Margaret Clarkson, grew up in Toronto, Canada, was an elementary school teacher. She loved hymn writing, and she wrote Bethlehem and Calvary. There is no room in Bethlehem for him who left his throne to seek the lost at countless cost and make their griefs his own. But there was room on Calvary upon the cross of shame for him to die uplifted high to bear the sinner's blame. There was no room in Bethlehem and in the world today. Men will not give him room to live, but bid him turn away. Yet there is room on Calvary, and there he stands to give a home to all who heed his call and him and look to him and live. There was no room in Bethlehem for Christ, the Prince of Kings, from throne and crown to earth come down with healing in his wings. But there is room at Calvary for sinners to abide, and who will come may find a home in Jesus crucified. Bethlehem and Calvary by E. Margaret Clarkson. We're going to take a quick break here on Crosstalk, then come back to more of your phone calls. By the way, I see we've got a few open lines here, 800-733-9829. Christmas Blessings 2022, our number 800-733-9829.
Back to Genesis with Dr. John Morris, geologist with the Institute for Creation Research. Dr. Morris, how are diamonds formed?
Chris, diamonds are actually a crystalline form of carbon. It's thought that diamonds form deep inside the earth at unimaginable temperatures and pressures. Efforts to form diamonds synthetically require these extreme conditions. But evolutionists say it took billions of years to form them. But a recent breakthrough was able to form diamonds at much lower temperatures and pressures than before, and it only took about 12 hours. The product was virtually indistinguishable from natural diamonds. The lesson we can learn from this is it doesn't take long periods of time to accomplish geologic wonders. It just takes extreme conditions. The Bible speaks of just such a high-energy environment during the great flood of Noah's day. Our Earth doesn't really look old, it looks flooded. And that's the back-to-Genesis way of thinking.
Thanks, Dr. Morris. For more info on Genesis, visit us on the web at www.icr.org.
This is Crosstalk on VCY America, Christmas Blessings 2022, and we want to know today, what can you praise God for this Christmas season? What can you praise God for this Christmas season? Our number here, 800-733-9829. If you get busy, just give us a call right back, or you hear somebody hang up. But we'd like to know what it is that you can praise God for this Christmas season. Let's see, or other Christmas thought. Travis is calling from West Bend, Wisconsin. You're on the air.
Hi, how you doing, Jim? I was calling just to say that when me and my son went to the father-son retreat this last October, I was able to give my testimony, and he's never heard it before, and I told him many things, and it was around the campfire with all the men and sons, and he was able to learn a lot about his father, and it was the first time I've ever done it in front of him, and he accepted Christ that night.
Praise the Lord.
As his Lord and Savior. And he's 11 years old, and now he's about to be baptized in the 22nd of January to proclaim that he believes Jesus is the Son of God. And I think the best way to end this year is to celebrate Jesus' birthday and to know that he came down here to save my son from his sins.
Praise the Lord. Oh, Travis, we're rejoicing with you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you for the call. Let's go next to Ty in West Union, Ohio. Hi, Ty. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Yeah, I'm just so thankful for our risen Lord and Savior. I love in Luke, you know, how the angels are, you know, declaring the good tidings of great joy to the shepherds and say that it's going to be, or it is, unto all people. And I'm so thankful that Christ came to save every single person that has ever lived on this earth. I'm so thankful for that truth. And also, I'm celebrating not only Christmas, but we'll be celebrating my son's first birthday. He was born on Christmas Day.
Wonderful. So. Congratulations. That's a special day to remember.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jim. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you. Our telephone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. Let's go to Manji in Granger, Iowa. You're on the air.
Thank you, Jim. I'm going to tell you my two favorite presents for Christmas. One was when my wife said yes to my proposal, and in March it'll be for 50 years. And, of course, our famous John 3:16, the Father gave his only begotten son. So those two gifts are very special to me.
Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord.
May you guys continue to be blessed.
Thank you. And we are blessed, and we appreciate your call today. What can you praise God for this Christmas season? Ladies and gentlemen, I've got some open lines, 800-733-9829. That's 800-733-9829. Jeff in Appleton, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Jim. Can you hear me, sir?
Very faintly.
Okay.
Is that better, sir?
Oh, yes, sir, it is.
Yes. First of all, I just want to really say thank you for all the decades I've got to listen to VCY America. I just appreciate your work, so I'm exceedingly thankful, and I love sharing your station with others. I'm thankful that the Lord delivered me out of the kingdom of darkness. He delivered me from psych wards, from suicide. He set me upon his rock. He's taken me through. I'm just thankful that he's long-suffering, Jim.
Amen.
And now I'm thankful that the fruit is coming of witnessing every day, giving out tracts. Some of them I get from VCY, and just an opportunity that I realize it's as you're going, share the gospel, not necessarily, you know, nothing wrong with going to another country, but
right.
As I go. So just that joy of seeing God at work and joining him every day. And just a heart of thanksgiving and humility.
Amen.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you for the call. David is next. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I'm just thankful for WVCY. It is the vehicle that the Lord used to save me back in 1994. And it's been a blessing to me ever since. I tell as many people as I can, hand out the invitation to listen cards, and many people have received saving grace through VCY. What a blessing.
Well, we praise God, and we rejoice with you, David. Thank you for your call here today.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too. We got Rose calling next. Hi, Rose. You're on the air.
Merry Christmas, Brother Jim.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you. So I love all the Christmas hymns and they all mean a lot to me. But the one that stands out is Away in the Manger, because that was my dad's favorite.
Hmm.
So whenever I hear that, I think of my dad. And another thing, I'm finding the older I get, the more true I'm finding the Bible and God's word, you know, to be.
Yeah.
And how it's working in my life. And I have numerous health problems, but I'm finding the more health issues I have, the more it's true that God does not give us any more than we can bear.
Hmm.
And so I'm very blessed to have wonderful children and grandchildren. And I look, you know, forward to and appreciate my time I spend with family at Christmas along with my church family.
Amen. Thank you.
And you're welcome. And have a blessed Christmas, Brother Jim.
And you as well. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Mary is next in Newark, Ohio. Hi, Mary. You're on the air.
Hi. First off, thank you guys for having the program that you have on the radio. It's wonderful. What I would like to say is I think that Christmas and even life in general is more about the journey and, like, the side stories that you become a part of, that you can change people's perspective with just one encounter. And, like, really living in the moment of, you know, Jesus died for you, so we live like Jesus and be more like him each and every day.
Amen.
That's what I'm most thankful for.
Well, God bless you, Mary, and have a blessed Christmas.
God bless you, too. Thank you.
Loretta in Lubbock, Texas, you're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to share scripture that keeps me going, especially at a time like this. And it is, be still and know that I am God.
Hmm. Indeed.
So be blessed. Merry Christmas.
And Merry Christmas to you, too. Nancy is calling from North Fort Myers, Florida. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks. I just want to say that I'm thankful for a boatload of things, but I'll just start with this. Today I heard something on Les Feltic that he was talking about in Acts where Paul went to Macedonia, but someone had a vision to go to Macedonia, and he said, well, always thank God about him going to Macedonia and not the Orient, because that's where, when he went to Europe, that's where Christianity began and the freedom to worship God in truth is with Christian, you know. And that's where I'm at. I'm thankful for freedom and for radio stations and news that is real and truthful and that spreads the gospel of Jesus Christ and to get our nation back in order like it was founded, you know.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you for the call, and a Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We have Marcy next in Duluth, Minnesota. Hi, Marcy. You're on the air.
Hi, Jim. I am thankful to God for his word, which we can study and learn from him and grow in our faith. But I'm especially thankful for your radio station because I started listening to WWJC when I was a very young mother, and your network took over that station, and of course it's called, can't think of it right this moment.
WQRM. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, WQRM, thank you. And the fact that you were able to get that station back up online this year after it had been sabotaged, because I can reach all the way down when I'm traveling to the cities, Lexington Avenue, which is, you know, an outer suburb of the Twin Cities. That's how far your signal goes. I don't always get good reception on the 105.9 FM in Duluth. It's very sporadic, but I couldn't get, when I came home from the cities the other night, I couldn't get your station because it was off the air. But I listen to it all the time. I don't watch TV any longer, even the PBS, because there's so much negativism. And the more we listen to that, the more hurt it causes us inside. And so to be able to listen to your station all night long, all day long, it is a blessing that is beyond words.
Praise
and I just
Lord.
Thank you for the ministry.
God bless you, Marcy. Have a wonderful Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. Let's go next to Maxine in Conneaut, Ohio. Hi, Maxine. You're on the air.
Thank you so very much for accepting my call. I am celebrating my 90th birthday on the 30th of December.
Well, congratulations. That's a milestone.
Oh, it surely, it's been one. The family decided to have a big birthday party for me. I call it big. Birthday party for me last Saturday. And it was just wonderful. Where my church family sent out, my old friends. And so I really thank you for your radio station. I went to visit my daughter in Columbus, Ohio, and I couldn't get the station that I usually get. You know, you over down there. And so I got an app. So WCY. And now I can listen to not only Crosstalk, but what is it, Victor today? So thank you, Jim, for your patience.
Well, God bless you, and happy 90th, and what a tremendous time of celebration, and we just wish you a very happy birthday.
Thank you so very, very much. It's been one.
Wonderful. Thank you, and Merry Christmas. We've got Marvin in Berea, Kentucky calling. Hi, Marvin, you're on the air.
Yes, sir. I have so many things to thank God for. I just came through a heart cath this morning, and everything was well.
Praise the Lord.
Outside of that, sir, I'm so grateful for your programs. You've been so informative for our area. Appreciate WTHL and Somerset airing your program.
Yes.
I am so grateful that I have a wonderful wife. I have one son. I had wonderful parents that taught me the right way. And I'm so grateful that God made the plan of salvation for everyone to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
If we would just accept it before the foundation of the world. I'm so grateful that my mother and father both got to leave this world before a lot of these things have happened. I miss them much, but I look forward to seeing them on the other side.
Amen.
God bless you and bless your station and your programs, and you have a wonderful Christmas and a happy New Year.
Great. God bless you, Marvin. Thank you for your call here today as well. And as Marvin echoed, yes, King of Kings Network and many other fine affiliate stations that are picking up Crosstalk, thank your station, your managers of your station. Thank them for carrying this program, keeping you informed on many, many critical issues. It's Christmas Blessings 2022, and we'll be back in just 1 minute. This is Crosstalk on VCY America.
High in the Swiss Alps, Lucian, a lonely, frightened 13-year-old, is overtaken by catastrophic events as he causes little Danny to fall off of a cliff. Lucian finds himself an outcast with his family, his school friends, and especially the very hostile Annette, the sister of Danny.
Danny, I told you not to talk to Lucian. He'll only hurt you again.
Bitterness and anger set in. As Lucian finds solitude in the nearby woods, he comes across a woodcarver who helps him find the peace he was looking for, but not only changes his life, but that of others as well.
You may be able to run away from the village, but you can't run away from yourself.
Treasures of the Snow quickly captures the heart. It's a story of friendship, forgiveness, and redemption. Treasures of the Snow is available on DVD for a donation of $16 or more by calling VCY America at 1-800-729-9829. That's 1-800-729-9829.
You're listening to Crosstalk on BCY America. Each year we like to really include a special broadcast to give you an opportunity just to express your Christmas thoughts, what makes this time meaningful for you, and consider what can you praise God for this Christmas season. Our number is 800-733-9829, 800-733-9829. And as soon as you hear somebody finish their call with us, that means their line is open and available for you. Write down the number, 800-733-9829. We're going to continue in Plainfield, Massachusetts. And Sylvain, thank you for calling Crosstalk. You're on the air.
Oh, Jim, this is a wonderful program. I would like to say this. Send a card to everybody in your family and the people outside saying, please forgive me for anything you believe I have done or said. I have forgiven you for what has separated us. I love you. There is no Christmas, but it has to be with full forgiveness in Jesus' name. God bless you all.
Thank you for your call. And certainly the forgiveness that comes in knowing Jesus Christ as Savior. What a wonderful gift the Father gave us. Terry in Danville, Kentucky, you're on the air.
Yes, thanks, Jim. I'm blessed to have a station in WDFB here in Danville.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Drake has been so faithful to maintain a relationship with you all, and we're so blessed to be able to hear it. Just a quick word. There's nothing the flesh loves about the gospel, and we shouldn't be surprised if they don't accept Jesus as their Savior. It's not likely they're going to be celebrating Christmas for the right reason.
Yeah.
So we just need to keep, especially our lost family members, in our prayers.
Indeed.
And you have a very blessed day celebrating the birth of your Lord and Savior, okay?
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for the call.
Thanks for being there. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Mary is next in Glendale, Arizona. And good afternoon, Mary. You're on the air.
Yes, I have a lot to be thankful for this year. One of them is my sister-in-law, because she's made me feel more part of my family than I've felt in a long, long time.
Hmm.
And the memories that I have of Christmas were always, even in childhood, they were always the candlelight Christmas Eve services that I went to.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hoping to get one of my family members to take me this year. I don't drive. But it's really, my praise for this year is really my sister-in-law and feeling closer to my family and what she has done to bring me closer to people that at times I've felt alienated from. And so a lot of it is her joining our family.
Praise the Lord.
And of course, it's always Jesus. He's the best present of all.
Yeah. A friend that sticketh closer than a brother.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel so grateful, too, for the opportunity to know Christ.
Amen. Thank you for the call here today. And let's go to a caller from Illinois. Go ahead, caller. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call. I'm grateful that I'm out of psych wards and that it was only Jesus that saved me. And I appreciate Crosstalk and, Brandon House for what we have to be doers of the word and not just hearers only. And so I thank you for your loyalty and everything to Jesus and thank you.
God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. You know, I was just as you were talking, reminded of Isaiah 26, verses 3 and 4. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee. Trust thee in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. And I mentioned the challenges that you have faced, indeed, as we keep our mind stayed upon Jesus Christ, how important that is in such a time as this. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. That's 1-800-733-9829. We've got Derek calling in from Cookeville, Tennessee. Hi, Derek. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. I want to thank God for King of Kings Radio and delivering me. A wretched sinner, a terrible sinner from drugs and alcohol.
Amen.
January 8th will be my 1 year birthday for that. So
wonderful. That is exciting, Derek.
Yes.
And is it programming through that King of Kings Network that brought you to faith in Christ?
Well, no, I've been saved for about 30 years, okay. But, you know, of course, I backslid, but okay. It should certainly help me.
Amen. Amen. So glad to hear that. Thank you for the call. We've got Ruth next in Saxon, Wisconsin. Hi, Ruth, you're on the air.
Hello. I'm most of all thankful for Jesus Christ, who came into this world to save sinners like me and the rest of us. And I just want to say that I'm going to be 90 years old on January 4th. My family is having a party for me. I have three great children and 20. I have nine great grandchildren and six grandchildren. And they live all around the country, and there's a lot of snow here in Wisconsin, so I just pray, we're praying that they will, most of them will be able to come. I have siblings that live in South Dakota, Arizona, Minnesota. I just praise the Lord for the goodness of this station. I love to hear Crosstalk. It is so informational, and I just praise the Lord every day. Every morning I say, thank you, Lord, for the night's rest and for the new day. And this is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. And I don't know how much longer the Lord has for me, but I'm in good health, and I just praise him for every day that he gives me and that I can be a blessing to someone each day. Thank you.
Thank you, and a happy 90th
Merry
birthday.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, good. Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, and happy 90th.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Bye.
And, wow, two individuals turning 90 years old here just in the next several days. Pretty amazing. Our phone number to Crosstalk, 800-733-9829. What can you praise God for this Christmas season? What a joy it is hearing from many, many people from across the nation today. Taking time out of the hustle and bustle of this time is, as we mentioned, there's all those issues that are going on, the decorating, the shopping, the baking, the traveling, the Christmas programs, the caroling, the gifting, all of those things. But just to take time and pause and think, what is it I can praise God for this Christmas season? Certainly the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. What can you testify to today? Let's go to Surprise, Arizona, and Lori's calling. Hi, Lori, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call, and I really like your radio station. I love at night, sometimes if I can't sleep, I listen to the music. Also, I wanted to mention that my brother and sister-in-law have invited me last week. It went really well because I've been praying for this Christmas for them, for reconciliation. We had our differences. And we reconciled, and I'm invited over for Christmas Eve. They are not saved yet, so I would ask many, many people that are your listeners if they can pray for their salvation. I've been praying for a long time that they'll get saved and they'll accept Jesus into their life. And also, I'm praying for my sister and brother-in-law, since I have a background, I'm a Messianic believer.
Well, what a wonderful heritage and what an opportunity to share the one who came to this world and was none other than Jesus Christ. And certainly what a great opportunity to share the Messiah.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. And we'll ask that, and just listeners, please pray that as Lori goes and visits with family, that this will be an opportunity for them to come see their need to trust Christ as Savior as well. God bless you, Lori.
God bless you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye-bye now. Let's go to Muscadet, Wisconsin. We have Star calling. Hi, Star. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to say thank you for your program and VCY with Brandon House, and God bless you guys. I just thank the Lord for all the blessings that he gives us, and I just pray that more people can learn about the Lord and his salvation.
Amen. Amen.
And just thank you for all things to the Lord that are good and that the bad will change.
God bless you, Star.
Thank you.
Have a Merry Christmas. Okay, and have a couple open lines again, 800-733-9829. Let's go out to West Virginia, Bridgeport, West Virginia. Hi, Al, you're on the air.
Hey, Brother Jim, I appreciate you taking my call, and I'm just thankful the entire year for what you guys do at VCY. I'm able to listen to it on my on the internet and on my radio, and just so thankful for you guys and you girls that doing what you do. Thankful for my wife and my children. You know, God's blessed me in so many ways, and I love Him. And as Courtney used to say, God bless all you saints.
Amen. Amen. We miss Courtney. But rejoice that he's with the Savior. Thank you for the call here, Al. Our number, 800-733-9829. Diana's calling from New Lisbon, Wisconsin. Hi, Diane.
Hi. I just wanted to remind everybody out there to thank their mothers and grandmothers for all the work they do, all the decorating, all the cooking, all the cleaning, everything that they have to do to get ready for the holidays when the big family comes over. A lot of times they don't realize, but, man, I realize it. My grandmother brought a recipe over here from Budapest when she immigrated here from there, and the recipe takes hours and hours. I was up till 5 a.m. working on there. Called Hungarian nut crescents is what they are.
Right.
And it, I just imagine how many hours she spent, because she used to make up a cookie can for our family and my Aunt Marge's family to take home. And it, she made 200 of those, and I made 100 of them, and it took me 5 hours.
Wow. An act of love.
Just to roll them out, because it takes the day before to make the dough balls and let them raise overnight. So I can just imagine how much she sacrificed for us.
God bless you. Thank you. And thank you for the work you're doing to make it special for others.
Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Merry Christmas. And let's go to Amy in Ohio. Hi, Amy. You're on the air.
Hi. I was just calling to just praise the Lord and thank Him for our daughter. She's 6 years post-transplant. She had a liver transplant when she was 5 months old. So I just wanted to, just give a praise and thankful for the, my brother-in-law was actually the donor. So it was pretty, a miracle, a Christmas miracle. So
indeed. And every day is precious, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Amy. Let's go to a caller from Kentucky. Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hi. I just want to give praise and thanks to God that He has not dealt with us according to our sins, and He has not punished us according to our iniquities. And I want to just give testimony to His amazing grace. He not only saved me, but He saved my marriage from a lot of destruction due to sin. And I just want to encourage everybody out there to just look forward and set your hope completely on the grace to be brought to us at His second coming. And just as we celebrate His first coming this season, I just pray that we would really just fix our hope completely on the grace to be brought to us at His second coming.
Amen. Looking for that blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ. God bless you. Thank
Amen.
You for the call. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back to more of your phone calls afterwards. This is Christmas Blessings 2022, giving you an opportunity just to share what is making this time of year special for you. What can you praise God for this Christmas season? Our lines are packed right now, but as soon as we get back, we'll take more calls, and we'll have some more lines that will be freed up here momentarily. This is Crosstalk coming your way from the VCY America Network.
For the Worldview Report, I'm Brandon House. Our website is worldviewreport.com. I was recently interviewing my longtime friend, Dr. Erwin Lutzer, and I was quoting to him his own words from his own book, Hitler's Cross. In this book, Dr. Lutzer documents historically how the head of the SS, Himmler, wanted his troops to be involved in, well, incredible debauchery and crimes and cruelty, so that he could accomplish a couple things. One was to sever their conscience. Another was to make them break away from their old values and that of their faith and their family, and to alienate them from their family and friends so they would now bond with this new group of people that had also carried out these horrific acts. My friends, how is that any less the psychological op going on with our children today, where we sexualize children in our schools with, well, stuff we couldn't even read on the air, to encourage them to be involved in behavior that will accomplish the same thing as Himmler thought to do with his SS troops.
Mrs. Crosstalk coming your way from VCY America. Christmas Blessings 2022, giving you opportunity just to call and share what is special about this time of year for you. Consider the question, what can you praise God for this Christmas season? Maybe there's a particular Christmas carol or hymn that has been special, meaningful to you, or something that's transpired this past year where you're giving God thanks and praising Him this Christmas season. Our lines are packed, but as soon as you hear somebody hang up, that line will be open at 800-733-9829. Let's continue in Laval, Wisconsin, and good afternoon, Joe. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Schneider. This Christmas, I am grateful for not only to receive forgiveness, but also to have the ability to forgive others. Hmm. And just a brief anecdote, one of my bosses at my previous jobs would send me home early. I was a morning stalker at a home improvement store, and he'd tell me to hurry up. And, you know, if I hurried up, he'd send me home early. But if I tried to drag it out, then he'd get upset. And later on, I forgave him because when I was no longer at that job, I saw him shopping at a Walmart, and I realized he's just another guy, another sinner like me, who needs Jesus Christ. And at that moment, I unilaterally forgave him, even though he didn't ask me for forgiveness, and I didn't mention to him. But, you know, I just want to say I forgave Richard, and I hope that he forgives me for whatever reasons that he felt he needed to send me home early. So yeah. Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Reconciliation. And several have mentioned that on today's program. And isn't that what God did? Isn't that what God did for us, reconciled to us through the blood of the cross? Jesus came to this earth. He was born. He died, was buried. He rose again. Yes, that reconciliation. Let's go next to Jason in Thomasville, North Carolina. You're on the air.
Hey, Jim. I want to thank you for your programming. It's been very influential in my life and my walk with the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I'm very thankful. Very thankful this year. Just so many blessings with family and friends and good fellowship to guide someone in my position in the right ways to live. And I am thankful for disciples and those who take the time to lend a hand out to others to not only bring them the good news that Jesus Christ has came, and salvation is there, but to walk with them and to guide them.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thanks for calling and have a Merry Christmas.
You too, brother.
Thank you. Bob in Blaine, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for all the work that BCI does. And I'm thankful for my parents to give me a relationship, an introduction to Christ. And I'm thankful that God placed a woman in my path that helped me understand what it is to have a personal relationship to Christ. Mm-hmm. And being married for 34 years and four children. And thank you for all the work that you guys do on ministering to people.
God bless you, Bob, and have a blessed Christmas.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Bye-bye. Pat in Wild Rose, Wisconsin, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Pat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just calling to say I appreciate your radio, BCY America. I love Crosstalk and Unshackled, and I'm so thankful that the Lord has saved me. And I have much to be thankful for this year because 2 years ago my house burned down and I lost everything. And now I have a beautiful house, thankful for my insurance and for a Christian carpenter and good friends that helped me out. And God has truly been good.
Amen.
And I want to thank Him for it.
Amen. God bless you, Pat.
Thank you for your broadcast.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye now. Elizabeth in Tennessee, you're on the air.
I'm Elizabeth. Yes, I'm thankful for Jesus, God's precious Son, my wonderful, wonderful Lord and Savior. And I praise God. I have a home in heaven with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank you, and God bless.
Thank you. Let's go next to Charlotte in Milwaukee. You're on the air.
I'd like to share some words from a hymn or a special song that was sung on VCY. On Saturday night, it was just beautiful, and I had never heard these words before. God bid farewell to His only Son as He stood on the threshold of glory. to leave heaven's splendor for me. I'm so thankful he did that for
Amen.
Me.
Amen. Thank you for your call. Blessed Christmas to you.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Rex in Mora, Minnesota, you're on the air.
Hi, Jim. This is Rex. I just wanted to thank you for being on the air and spending so much of your time with us each day throughout the year. I've grown during my years and years and years that I've been listening to you. I'm 65. I've been in a wheelchair now for 20 years. And you are my, you and the Bible are my source of strength. So I just want to thank you for being you and for being on the air each day. Mm. Thank you for your faithfulness. And just want to thank Jesus for being there and coming into our hearts and changing us and being there for us.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Rex, and may you have a blessed Christmas.
You too, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye. And our final call here today will be Chester in Bridgeport, West Virginia. You're on the air, Chester.
First, Jim, I want to thank you for your show. You really come up with a lot of topics and keep us on our toes. But I was thinking, you know, we've spent the last several weeks, maybe more, running from store to store trying to find the perfect gift. Hmm. And I always tell my grandkids every year, the greatest gift was not wrapped in wrapping paper and put under a Christmas tree, but the greatest gift that was ever given was wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger.
Amen.
I just wanted to share that with everybody today.
Amen. Thank you so very much. A great reminder. And friends, indeed, that is the greatest gift. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, friend, that includes you, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We praise God for that love gift given to us as the Father sent his Son to be the Savior of the world. Well, our time is gone here today, and we want to wish all of you a very blessed Christmas, and we thank you for tuning in, and spend some time over these days contemplating, thinking, what can I praise God for this Christmas season? I think you will find you're going to run out of paper. God bless you, friends. Thanks for joining us today on Crosstalk.
Listening to Crosstalk via satellite and the internet from VCY America. Views expressed may or may not be those of this station. For a CD of today's program, send a donation of $6 or more to VCY Take Ministry, 3434 West Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53208, or download by RSS or podcast from crosstalkamerica.com. And join us again for Crosstalk.